Thank you, George. Good, Mr. Chairman. Oh, Mr.
Mr.
Keneally.
Chairman, yes. The Zoning Board of Adjustment reorganization meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways: notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitarondo is not here, and Chairman Cahill.
Here.
Will everyone please stand to salute the flag? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. At this time, I'd like to open nominations for the chairman of the zoning board for the year 2025. Are there any nominations?
Yes, Steve Weissman, I'd like to nominate Sean Cahill.
I'll
Are there any seconds?
I'll second.
Are there any other nominations for chairperson of the zoning board? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Chairman Cahill, I'll turn the meeting over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. I'd like to entertain election thoughts on a nomination for vice chairperson. Personally, I would like to nominate Steve Weissman. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Please call the roll, Ms. Buckley. Oh, no, just I will do aye.
You can do all in favor.
Yeah, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Next, like to entertain a nominee for the election of a secretary.
Steve Weissman here. I'd like to nominate again Sean Cahill.
Can I get a oh,
I'll second. Okay. I'll second.
Oh, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you again. Now we come to the point where appointment of a board attorney. I have been on this zoning board for 20 years. Mr. Keneally was the township's zoning board attorney at that time. I've learned a lot from him. He's become a friend. Right now, he is probably the best land use attorney in the state of New Jersey, now that Jim Clarkin has retired. So I would like to appoint Jim Keneally as the board attorney. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
I do need a second, though, Chairman.
I'll second.
I'll pick somebody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. At this point, we also come to the point where we need to select a planner. And Mr. Chadwick has been doing an excellent job for us for the last, well, again, 20 years I've been on the board, and he's been with me all the way. So I'd like to nominate Mr. Chadwick as our planner. All in favor. Can I get a second? Thank you.
I'll second.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you very much for your support.
It's well deserved.
It's fun to work with you guys, ladies.
Now it's time to appoint a recording clerk. And I believe that this young lady has been the stir that's just the straw that stirs our zoning board drink for the last couple of years. And she's a go-to and she gets all of us up to date. And I would love to nominate Laura Buckley for the recording clerk. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Laura, can we take the committee appointments the same as last term and for the committee members, election the committee chairperson?
Absolutely. I could just pull it out. And
I think that's the easiest way to go. There's very little there. All right. I would call at this point for an adjournment. All in favor say aye.
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 You are adjourned.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to be leaving the meeting. The remaining cases are all Jonathan's purview.
Got you, sir.
All right. Thanks,
Have a good night, Mr. Chadwick.
Have a great New Year's. I get to run.
Thank you, John.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Okay, let's start the real meeting here. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag over my shoulder?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are. Ronco Development, 146 Hillside Avenue, is adjourned to February 13th with no further notice. Ronco Development, 160 Hillside Avenue, is adjourned to February 13th with no further notice. And finally, Mary Jo Barnowski, 784 River Road, is adjourned until March 27, 2025. They must notice.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's move on to item number six, 24-ZB-82V, new singular wireless.
Excuse me, sorry, Mr. Quinn. Just one record to show that Bill Mitterrando is on the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Quinn.
Oh, sure. Hi, good evening. For the record, my name is Christopher Quinn. For those that was here in December, I was there and I was and back. Again, representing New Singular Wireless, PCS, LLC, whichever it is AT&T. AT&T is in the process of a nationwide upgrade or modifications to its network, so it's effectively changing every single one of its facilities throughout the entire country. It's part of an equipment upgrade that helps them for future development. Talked about that a little bit in December. This particular application, it's 121 Centennial Avenue. It's a rooftop there, block 6701, block 3.02. Upgrade is very basic. They're replacing 9 of the antennas. There's no change to the number and height of the antennas. They're replacing certain equipment cabinets on the platform. Again, no change to the height. They're replacing some of the kind of infrastructure to the antennas that are there. There's no additional antenna height. There's no additional antennas. There's no changes really to the structural implications here. We submitted a structural analysis. We've submitted a radio frequency analysis to show there's no impact there from that either. It's a fairly straightforward modification. It's really just replacing of equipment. So we'd request that this be granted as part of the interpretation that that we comply with all requirements of the FCC standards with respect to those to that collocation statute.
Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed the submission by Mr. Quinn. I agree with what he has stated to the board. All of those submissions, the RF report, the structural analysis are there. It appears from the site plan that they are not creating any new variances. So I believe that they are deserving of site plan exemption in this case.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
We'll memorialize this at our next meeting.
Great. Thank you so much.
Have a good evening. Item number seven, 24-ZB-77V, Kim Voorhees.
Is Kim Voorhees present?
I am here.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Absolutely.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
Kim Voorhees, 62 Parkside Avenue, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes, sir. 30 years ago, I moved into the home that I have. I did everything with permits, and I have a 30-year-old fence that's ready to fall down. So I'm looking to replace the existing fence with a new PVC fence, the plastic fencing, but it will be a two-tone, white with beige. And I'm just putting it over where the existing fence is and just putting a new one in. What I'd like to point out, though, on the memorandum, there were a couple of areas that had existing was non-conforming, but when I did my measurements, just to let you know, I did it from, say, the pool to the fence, and my whole fencing is done at least a foot off the property line. So the numbers that I gave, you can add on at a minimum a foot to the whole perimeter, because the fence was done 1 foot off the property line, you know, due to requirements at the time or specs that I had done.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to check with Mr. Mizrahi.
Yeah, Mr. Mizrahi, could you jump in, Jonathan, here and give us your evaluation?
Sure, certainly. So for items 2 and 3, Ms. Voorhees, we're in agreement. Those two comments are looking just for the future, if they need to be replaced. Could you speak briefly on the construction of the pergola, the gazebo that you have drawn on the plan that you have in your yard?
Yes, so it's a freestanding object. We had just had Trex flooring put down, and we just put the pergola on top of it. There's no footings. It's 6 inches off the ground. So it's a freestanding object.
And an accessory structure like this for your zone should be set back 60 feet from 60 feet from Sheldon Place. So it is in a non-conforming location. I also just want to point out that if this gazebo pergola for the board members, if this gazebo pergola is going to be allowed at the end of this resolution, building permits would need to be sought for the structure just to make sure it's secured in an appropriate way. As for the fence, I think the fact that it's a two-tone fence is attractive compared to the solid monolithic white fence. However, some buffering might be attractive to help lessen that. It is a 5-foot fence. The fence is 1 foot off the property line, like you mentioned. Is there any way to get that 3 feet further in?
Well, currently I live on that's a dead end street. Sheldon's a dead end street, and there's only four houses. It's not a through street, and they can't even build at the end because there's a cul-de-sac. So there would never be a through street through here. There's only four homes behind me in that area. The fence itself, when I bought the house, the driveway, the fence goes lateral with the driveway, bringing it in kind of makes my house look a little awkward the way the fencing is, because there's Belgian block and then I'm coming in 3 feet off of that. So it kind of makes it a little awkward in that situation. And on the inside of my fence, I have a couple of bushes that were always there. So it's uprooting all the bushes and shrubberies that are running on the inside of my fence too.
Okay.
So aesthetically, it would look from the front of my house, for me personally, it would look a little odd because you got a driveway running up and now you're offsetting it, you know, with the fence. It doesn't run smooth straight front to back.
All right. And just to confirm, it's a 5-foot solid fence, but it would be a two-tone in color.
Absolutely. Beige with just white trim around it. Just a little white trim around it.
That's all my comments, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate it. Item that you mentioned, Jonathan, number five, the $1,500 landscaping bond.
Yeah, four and five would be together. So if the board wants to pursue a buffer, we would want a bond to ensure that buffer is installed. If the board feels like there's no need for a buffer because of the color and the height of the fence, then 4 and 5 would not be applicable.
Okay, thank you for your interpretation. I appreciate it. Any members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No, Ms. Buckley?
Okay, close the public portion. And Ms. Voorhees, you're okay with getting permits for the pergola if we approve this application?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'd make a motion to approve this application.
And just to be clear, Mr. Chairman, what decision would you like to make with the
taking out items 4 and 5 on the site impact?
No.
Understood.
Okay.
So Steve Weissman, I'll second it.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. We'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
Have a good night. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let's move on to item number 8, 24-ZB-80V, Jeffrey Sundeloff.
Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Jeffrey Sundeloff, 229 Runyon Avenue, Piscataway.
Thank you, Mr. Sundeloff. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I was purchasing a hot tub to put on my property in my backyard.
Okay. Sounds like a great idea to me, especially on a cold night like tonight.
I thought so, too.
Ms. Rahi, could you please chime in with your site impact?
Certainly. We don't see any exacerbation of any existing nonconforming setbacks. The hot tub's going to remain within the visual footprint of the residence along Runyon, and it doesn't, like I said, doesn't exacerbate the setback along Scott Street. So,
thanks.
Staff doesn't have any concerns.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that. Thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Expecting some invitations, Mr. Sundeloff.
Yep, they'll be in the mail. I'm a mailman. You'll get them in the mail.
Have a great night, guys.
You too.
Let's move on to item number 9, 24-ZB-81V, Eva Cook.
Is Eva Cook present?
Yes, I am.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please?
Eva Cook, 436 Prospect Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
My front steps, my daughter stepped on them and they dropped. We had somebody look at them. There was wood underneath and it's all rotted. I want to replace the existing steps, but I think it's 20 feet from the curb. I'm 21. I'm not changing anything or modifying it. I just want to replace what's there.
Okay. Mr. Mizrahi, could you jump in for a second, sir?
Yeah, so this is a 7.5 zone and it's undersized for that zone. So this is a true hardship. Even if they were to reconstruct in any sort of way, it's already going to be nonconforming with the front yard setback. So as long as they're not expanding or making a larger staircase than what was there existing, it should be fine.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
I think you missed Bill.
Yes.
Thank you.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Have a good night.
You
too. Let's move on to item number 13, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of December 12th, 2024.
First resolution, new singular wireless, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Abstain. I was not there.
Thank you. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next, Grand Homes Investments, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Lisa Williams, Gaffey, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Finally, 36 Haight Avenue, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions this evening.
Item number 14, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of December 12, 2024. All in favor say aye.
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 Item number 15, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, guys. Thanks for coming out. Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year, everyone.
And you guys beat planning board yesterday. They were 721.
And mine 720. I just
have a good night.
Have a good night, everyone. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.